Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Not going to be here next week because on Saturday I go on my holidays. Haven't been out of the country for 2 years.
Oh, this is exciting.
I like to tell people that I'm very conscious of my carbon footprint and the damage that airplanes are doing to the environment, and that's why I've not taken a flight in 2 years, because I care so much. More to do with funds and actually getting away. So we're going to Tenerife on Saturday. Seth and herself, Niamh. And we are looking forward to lounging by the pool and doing feck all, but we still want to hire a car because we might explore the island. Never been to Tenerife before, don't know what it has to offer, and don't want to be relying on taxis and public transport. I do like a bit of driving on the wrong side of the road.
Dave enjoys being behind the wheel. He is a good driver, he likes exploring, he pays attention to the routes around him, and I think this is a good idea. You would feel cooped up if you were relying on other people to be ferrying you around. You're a take charge kind of guy.
Correct. That is why this week I've started my research on how much would it be to hire a car for a week in Tenerife. So I was looking at Top Car. Those are the people who we used when we were in Lanzarote a couple of years ago. Found them very reasonable, very straightforward. It's about €150 to rent a Volkswagen Polo for the week, and that comes with excess insurance in case anything happens.
Okay, that's... Like, I don't hire cars, so I actually don't know what the going rate is. But, like, divided by... So you're looking for it for, like, 7 days, basically.
In comparison to Ireland, €150 for the week is dirt.
Yeah.
Dirt cheap.
Seems decent.
You wouldn't get a car for the weekend in Ireland for €150. Before I hit confirm and pay, I said I would do the right thing and the shrewd thing by checking other websites and having a look about. I'm currently looking on front of me right now at Citroën C3... for the entire week. For how much?
Okay, so 150 is a good deal. I'm going to say that these are absolutely trying to rip you off in the other way. Are we up on like 300 for the week?
No, this is bargain. Absolute bargain.
So
7 days in a Citroën C3.
Half price, 75.
€13.10 for 7 days.
Oh.
I cannot lose, Fionnuala. There is no way anything could be wrong with this price. It is genuine. It's from the website. All I'm ready to do is hit confirm. €13 for 7 days hiring this car.
Okay, questions. Are you 110% sure it's not €13 per day?
No. The price is genuine.
What could possibly go wrong? Giving the bang of airlines who you go in and you see a certain price and then it's like, oh, you wanted to bring luggage, did you? Oh, you wanted a seat on the plane? And then the costs go up and up and up and up. This really has the bang of that.
€13 for the week. Would I be mad to book anywhere else? Would I be mad to book at a €13 for 7 days?
I'm really thinking it's a risk. I don't think you can guarantee. Like, sometimes a bargain's great. Sometimes a bargain is not a bargain. Like, are you getting all parts of the car for this? Are you going to have to fit your own wing mirrors?
No.
Do the indicators work?
I'm pretty assured by Spanish law that they must hire you a car with working indicators to the best of their knowledge. I am extremely sceptical as to why this car is €13 for 7 days. And it's just not one particular car. It's this car company that has 7, 8 different cars all around €13 to €20 for the entire week.
I don't trust it.
Where are they going to get me? How
additional
do they get
charges?
Me? Yes.
You're going to be told that you have to pay extra for seatbelts, or you're going to be told that you have to fill, like, obviously I know you have to fill the car for you to return it, but there's going to be some sting with that. You're going to have to go to a filling station that's designated where the fuel is like €50 a litre.
How do they get me for €13 for 7 days in a car? 087 1 102 107. Would I be an idiot not to book it, or an idiot to book it? Idiot to book it, it's a scam. Probably take €13 every day for the rest of your life.
You'll never forget Tenerife.
There has been sceptical, but there has also been within reason, John. Come on.
That's a brilliant deal, Dave.
Thank you.
But I'm pretty sure it's not actually going to be €13. Whenever you get there, you probably know yourself anyways. You're going to have to pay, like, I don't know, like city tax, or you're going to have to pay some sort of tax towards that. So it might be coming towards €50, which is still a brilliant deal anyways.
It is a brilliant deal. Part of me is thinking I just rent the car for research. What's the worst that could happen? Surely iRadio would reimburse me for the sake of content for the show.
Love your confidence. I think that there is a chance that you will be asked to put down some sort of a really hefty deposit or something.
That could be it as well, Philip.
And I don't care what you do, Dave, but just whatever you do when you're renting that car.
I don't care what you do, but you should do this.
You take a video of every panel of it and pictures of it, because the father-in-law went to Scotland, and he's from Scotland, a few months back. He rented a car from the place he always rents a car from. And when he bought it back, they tried charging him £850 for a scratch that was already on it.
I have heard so many of those stories over the years of cheap rental cars and then getting you on the tiniest little scratch and arguments going on across seas, them trying to charge you and not being there. Handlings.
Keep your €13 in your pocket, Dave. I just think it's too risky.
Bargain. You need to get it, Dave. Hi, Dave. Fred Flintstone rang. He's looking for his car back. I promise you, it is a car with all the electronics and an engine and all the mirrors and all the glass and the tyres.
It doesn't strike me with confidence whatsoever that you will be able to get a car for €13 for the entire week. That's what, like €2 a day, basically. No.
Part of me is thinking, can I book the car from one day and book the other car and see what rigmarole would happen at the desk? And then it's only going to cost me, say, €10 or €15 if they try and charge me €2,000 for insurance.
That is thinking. I like that plan.
Let's see if the other half allows me to experiment with car rental companies in Tenerife while we're on holidays. Hey!
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.